Shalom to all. Today's office called the Kovach Avav, and we're talking about the eighth line of the words of Rami to Rabbi Yosi as Rabbi Yosi. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marshmim Sharbas Rak Moshe Harnish Amashad Haven Aliyah. So we just conclude that according to Rabbi Yosi, Tuma Tamuna or Ritzutza, it's really the same thing. Namely, Tumas Mace that's closed in, it's not by Kas. It does not penetrate the cover and go upwards. Rather, it remains where it is. And again, that's Shitas Rabbi Yosi. So the Gemara now tells us Rami to Rabbi Yosi as Rabbi Yosi, we have a steer Shitas Rabbi Yosi on himself. Why did not? We have a Mishnah that tells us Hakel Shachob Sar Mace, a dog that ate Basar from a mace, which means his dog ate from a corpse. And then within 3 days, the dog died. So we know the basar of the mace is still inside this dog. The question is, does it go outside as it can be metame like Tumas mace, or is it just going to be considered like a regular nevela? So we have a number of different opinions. Umutal skupa, the dog is on the skupa, which is basically on the threshold of a house. So Meir says, if the neck of the animal has a tefach thick, so maybe it's a toma, it brings the toma into the house. Vimlava, if not, any maybe it's a toma, it doesn't bring the toma into the house. Now Rabbi Yosi says, Ryan, we look at it or we evaluate it, and it depends. If it's connected, if it's corresponding to the shakuf, which is the mashkuf, that's basically the threshold, and it's towards the inside of the house, so then the house is tame. But if it's towards the outside of the house, then it's tahar. Now we're going to see in a moment what this havamina in Shitas Rabbi Yosi is. We just continue. Rablazer says, piv lefnim, if the mouth of the dog is on the inside of the house, habay is tahar, the house is tahar. Piv lechutz, if the mouth of the dog is outside, which means the back side of the dog is on the inside of the house, habay is tame, then the house is tame. Why is that? Menesha tome yotzadar shulav. That's because the tome goes out through the back side of the dog, because that's where it would have went had the dog been alive. It ate the meat, it's going to digest it, and whatever's left over is going to come out its backside. So it's only if its backside is inside the house. We say that the tumah, so to speak, goes out that way. Mimeil, the house is tumah. Rabbi Yehuda Meseiremer, he says, Benkach or Benkach, it doesn't make a difference if the dog is situated like Rav Meir, like Rabbi Yosi, or like Rabbi Elazar. Habay is tumah, the house is tumah. Think about the Shitas Rabbi Yosi, which remember he had said that we have to take a look. Is it kineged hashakov lefnim? Is it on the threshold or on the doorstep inside? Then the house is tumah. If not, if it's towards the outside, then the house is tahar. So my lava imit savar pesach tefach chay Rabbi Yosi. Isn't Rabbi Yosi talking about the case where the neck of the animal doesn't have a pesach tefach? It's not a tefach wide. Therefore, the toma doesn't go by way of its neck through its mouth. And we just look at the body of the dog itself. And that's why he said, Ryan, we see where's the stomach of the dog? That's where the besar mace is. It's in its stomach. So we see where that part of the dog is. If it's on the inside, then the house is tame. Now, why would that be? Well, because Ushma Mino, it seems to be that we see from here, toma tmuna by kas. That toma tmuna does penetrate and it goes through. Because since there's no pesach tefach, there's no opening of a tafach in the neck of the dog so that the tumah can't go out that way. This would be considered regular tumah tamuna because it's completely covered by the dog. Rabbi Yosi said, if the stomach area of the dog is on the inside of the house is tameh, and that must be because the tumah goes through the body of the dog. That's tumah tamuna being by kas. Clearly, we have a steer Shitas Rabbi Yosi on himself. However, Amar Rav, Rav says that no. What do Rabbi Yosi mean by saying rayin? It's a different type of rayin. Rayin is chalal ha-tumah katani. He really means to say, we look at the hollow space of the tumah. In other words, Rabbi Yosi is really just arguing with our mayor on how we judge the thickness of the neck. And here we further clarify, Rabbi Yosi Bitarti Paul. Rabbi Yosi is arguing on two different points. Vikarmalay the Rameyer, and he's telling Rabbi Meir as follows. Deka Amr, that which you had said, Kiyash Bitsavar Pasech Tafach Mevias Atoma, when the thickness of the neck is a tafach, then that enables the tumah to go by way of the neck. So Anan, Basar Chalal Azlinon, we, says Rabbi Yosi, follow the hollow space of the neck. In other words, it's not like you, Rav Meir, that we measure the entire thickness of the neck to see if that's a tafach, and that would include the flesh in the neck and the bones and the skin on the outside of it. That's not how it works. Rather, it's just a hollow space of the neck. You might have to take some pliers and some other tools, open up the dog's mouth, and see how wide the hollow inner space of the neck is. And if that's a tafach, only then the tumah would be able to go through. That's what we look at. In the comment, that which you had said, and here's the proper girsa, alu skupa kula tameh, that anywhere the dog is located on this skupa, on the threshold, on the bottom part of the door, anywhere it is, the house would be tameh. That's not so. Here's the other thing Rabbi Yosi is arguing in mekineged hashakuf lefnim, habay is tameh, mekineged hashakuf lechutz, habay is tahar. It's on the doorstop towards the inside of the house, then the house is tamei, but if it's on the doorstop towards the outside of the house, then the door would be tahar. And actually, if Acha Brid Rava Masilah Behedya, he teaches this beferish in a brisa, the way we just explained Rabbi Yosi, namely, the brisa says, Rabbi Yosi says, Rayin is chalal ha-tumah, that we look at the hollow space of the tumah, meaning we look at the hollow space of the dog's neck, not the entire thickness, like your mayor said. Therefore, this turns out not to be a steer in Shitas Rabbi Yosi. He still maintains that tumah tamuna is not by kas. That's because, again, as we just explained, this referring to a totally different situation. Now, going back to the discussion in previous daf that started this whole conversation in Shitas Rabbi Yosi in the first place, which is that we could have two different ways of Tumas mace, namely oil and maga, being on the same roof as the mace and touching the mace. And Rabbi Yochanan said that in Shitas Rabbi Yosi, these two things could be compared or they could be combined to create a Tumah. So now the Gemara asks, Uma Tana de Palgale, who's a Tana that argues with Rabbi Yosi that these are considered two totally separate things and they can't be used together? Tumas oil is one thing and Tumas maga is another thing. And the answer is Rabbi Shimon, he's Shitas Rabbi Shimon. And where do we see this? It's a time you have a Bryce. Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says, Kov Chavavah Meis on top. Shalosh Tomos Parshas Min HaMeis. There's three types of Tomos that come from Meis. Now, that's really not true. Rashi explains that there's many different types of Tomos that come from Meis. There's different parts of the Meis and different forms of them that are Matami in different ways and stages and amounts. So that's not what we're referring to. The Rashi is just talking about the three classic ways of being Matame, namely Maga by touching, Masa by carrying, and Oyel being under the same roof. So that's the three types of Tomos that we're talking about. Shtayim B'chol Achas, Ushlishas Ein Bohen. Each one of them has two and it doesn't have the third, which means we're about to describe situations that when these things, when they come from a mace, they're only able to be metame in two out of the three ways, but not all three ways. Ve'eluhain, these are them. Maloy tarvid rakov, a large spoon of this corpse dust, of decomposed corpse. Ve'etzim k'sa'ira, and a boneless size of barley. Ve'goyel v'dayfek, and the goyel and dayfek, which even though it's a pretty machlek as what exactly goyel and dayfek is referring to, we're just going to translate it as the cover and the wall of a coffin. The Rashi is explaining, maloy tarvid rakov, metame b'masa uba'oil, it's metame by carrying it and tomas oil. Ve'ena metame b'maga, but it's not tome b'maga. And ve'echan magoi, where's its maga, meaning where is a mace metama b'maga, if not through maloy tavid rakov, im achas mehen, with one of the other ones, meaning one of the other two that we mentioned, namely etzem kisa'ira and golan daifek, those are metama b'maga. Continuing, the Brisa says, etzem kisa'ira, what about a bone of the size of barley, metama b'masa b'maga, it's metama masa b'maga, in metama b'oil, but it's not metama b'oil, and ve'echan oloy, swear something from a mace metama b'oil, im achas mehen, with one of the other two things, and golan v'daifek, this third one, the covered wall of a coffin, metama b'maga b'oil, it's metama by touching and an oil. The ain metama masa, it's not metama masa just by carrying it. So whereas meis metama masa in regards to the other things that we mentioned, so I've seen mechan mehen with one of the other two things we spoke about. Bottom line is we see from this brisa, the Rishim is the one that holds that tomas mag and oil are not necessarily the same thing, because he had said in his first example that maloy tarvid rakov is metama b'masa and oil, but not b'maga. So we clearly see that oil and maga are not the same thing according to Reb Shimon. So in the Mishnah we had said kulos nevel v'kulos hasheretz v'chulu, that is bone from nevel and sheretz, only if it has a hole in it, so that's metame the person who touches it, but if not, then it's not metameim. So the Gemara says, Tanarban, we have a braisa. The pasuk says, binivlasa, in its state of nevela. What do we learn from here? Velebi kula stuma, not if we have this kula's bone, which is totally closed. That's because nevlasa is mashma, you have to touch the actual meat, not just a bone without meat on it. Now, Yachli might think, afilo nikva, that means that even if the bone has a hole in it, that touching it is not going to be metameim. Tamalim, so to that, the pasuk says, hanoigeya yitma, one who touches, he should become tame. What do we learn from here? Somebody who's able to touch, so then he's tame, but if he's not even able to touch because there's no hole, so then he's tar. Since there's a hole in it, so there's a theoretical possibility of being able to touch the marrow inside the bone through the hole. Therefore, even if he doesn't touch it and he's only touching the bone, he becomes tame because it's a shomer and it transfers the tama. Now, if that's really so, then behema ba'ira like the tame. An animal in its hide shouldn't be metame. If you have a whole animal, which is an avela, if he touches the hide, he shouldn't be tame because there are no holes in the hide. It's like the bone without the nekev. So why would a person be tame by touching an avela? So he responded to him, Pike Chazi, come and cover Yeshba. Why don't you go out and see how many holes there are in a hide? There's the eyes, the ears, the mouth, and a whole bunch of other parts of the body that have holes. So of course it's considered like it has a hole. Now I'm going to Pablo Rava. Papa has Rava. Similar question. El Meat, if this is really so, the Kali Bechelba like the Tame. The kidney in its Chelev shouldn't be Metame. If we have the kidney of an Nevela, so the kidney definitely has the status of Nevela, but we know based off of a Drasha that the fats, the Chelev of Nevela, do not have the din of Nevela, and Chelev of a kidney completely surrounds it. So if a person's holding onto the kidney of Nevela while it's wrapped in its Chelev, so he shouldn't be Tame because that doesn't have any holes in it, but we know that is metame him. So he responded, Tachazi, come and see, kama chutin nimshachan himena, how many chutim, which literally means strands, are coming from it. In other words, there's a whole bunch of blood vessels and other types of strands that are coming from the kidney that are enmeshed within the fats itself, and so it is considered like he's touching the kidney. Now, another question regarding our bone of the Mishnah. Bayer Vashai asks as follows, Chishavalayal nikva v'loy nikva mahu. As a person thought to himself, you know what, I'm going to make a hole in this bone, but he didn't end up making the hole just yet. What's it in? Moser nikiva, since it's lacking the hole being made, is that considered like it's a real maisa that's missing? And we know that whenever a real maisa is missing, it's considered like we don't have the thing itself. A lawyer, maybe not. Maybe making a hole is such a simple thing, it's not considered like it's mechusar maisa, and therefore, even without the hole, perhaps the bone is mentamahim. And Hadar Pashta, he then went and answered his own question. This is Rabbi Shaya, the mechusar nikiva, lav kamechusar maisa dami. The fact that it's missing a hole being made is not like it's missing an entire maisa, and therefore, just the mere fact that he thought that he was going to make a hole, that's ready enough to be mentamahim. And I'll tell the Mishnah something similar. Beitzas hasheretz hamerukemes tahira. The egg of a sheretz, which is merukam. We know there's certain shrutzim, for example, lizards, they lay eggs. So their egg, which is merukam, which means the embryo is formed inside already. There's already a little mini sheretz inside. It is tahar, which means when a person touches his egg, he's not tamei. And that's because it's completely sealed, and that's no different than the bone of the nevela that we were just talking about. Even though there might be nevela marrow inside, since there's no hole in the bone, so I'm touching the bone is not metamehim. Same thing with the egg. However, of a kol shehu, if there's even the smallest hole in the egg, tameh on his tameh, he could get to the dead sheretz which is inside. So now the eggshell has a din of a shomer, and that's metameh him. Now we have an interesting case. Achbar shechatzu basar vechatzu adama. We have a mouse which is part flesh, part earth. And this is among the mfarshim, rishonim, and achronim. What type of mouse this is? The basic explanation given by Rashi is that there's a type of mouse that's created by itself. It doesn't come from a mother and father mouse, rather comes from rotting and decaying food and whatnot in the garbage heap, and that creates this mouse to be formed, and it starts out as earth and slowly but surely becomes basar. So let's say this mouse died in a stage where it was partially mouse, partially earth. So gave a basar tame ba adama tar. If he touches the flesh part, then he's tame, but if he touches the earth part, he's tar. Which Rabbi Huda says, even if he touches the adama, the earth part, which is corresponding to where the flesh is, so he's tame. Says the Gemara Tanabana, we have a braisa. The pasuk tells us hatameim, and we already mentioned this pasuk a number of times in the past number of dafim. This pasuk regarding shratzim, it says hatameim. What's this teaching us? L'rabbis beitz hasheretz v'kulos hasheretz is coming to conclude that the egg of hasheretz and the kulos of hasheretz is metame. Now focusing on the beitz hasheretz, yochel you might think afilu loyrekma that the egg of hasheretz is metame, even if the baby sheretz is not formed inside yet. So to that, tamalim, the pasuk says hasheretz. What do we learn from here? Mas sheretz shirikim, just like a regular sheretz, it's metame. That is rikim, which means it's fully formed. Av beitz hasheretz shirikma. So too, the egg of hasheretz is only metame if the sheretz inside is formed. Now yochel you might think afilu loynikvu, that would be metame the person, even if the egg doesn't have a hole in it. So to that, tamalim, the pasuk says hanegeya yitma, somebody who touches shall become tame. And we learn from here as shafshaliga tame, vashafshaliga tahar. If a person is technically able to touch that which is inside, so he's tame. But if he's not able to touch that which is inside because there's no hole, so he's tahar. And v'kamen kivasa, how big does that hole have to be? Kuchot asara, even as thin as a hair, shafshaliga kuchot asara, because he could technically touch the inside by placing a hair through the hole, and therefore already then with this tiny little hole, he's going to become tame. Going on to the next case in the Mishnah, achbar shechatzu v'chulu, this mouse which is formed from the garbage, which at the stage that he found it, it was dead. It was half mouse, meaning half flesh and still half earth. So Rishim Levi tells us, Vuhu shehitras apnei kulai, has to be that at least one full side of this mouse became a sheretz, meaning it became a mouse. And only then, if a person touches the mouse part, is he tameh, and if he touches the earth part, then he's tahar. But if one full side of it didn't become a sheretz, it didn't turn into mouse yet, so then it doesn't have the status of a mouse, and even if he touches the flesh side, he's not tameh. Now, ikdamasila seifa, some teaches Mer Rishim Levi on the seifa of the Mishnah. Rabbi Huda in the seifa of the Mishnah had said, that even if a person touches the earth part of this mouse where it corresponds to the flesh, so then he's tamei. And it was on this that Rishu Ben Levi said, it has to be that at least on one entire side of this mouse it became sheretz, meaning it was mouse. Now mad masila reisha kol shekena seifa, the one that teaches Rishu Ben Levi on the reisha of the Mishnah, he would for sure teach it on the seifa, because if he holds it the only way that you become tamei by touching this mouse is by touching the mouse part, it has to be at least half mouse. So for sure, in Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, where you're touching the earth part where it corresponds to the flesh, the mouse over there for sure has to be half mouse in order for him to be tame by touching the earth part. However, Mandi Masala Seifa, the one that teaches Memra on the Seifa of the Mishnah, Aval Reisha, how would he view the Reisha? We can say Afal Gavdaloi Heshrit, this Manda Amar would be tame the person even if a full half of the mouse wasn't developed. It could be that as long as he touched the mouse part of it, even though again one full side hasn't been developed, he still would be tame. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss this interesting mouse, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.